feeling this great need to just watch you suffer. It's not really that airtight. I don't think so. It's not surprising, though, these little, whatever you call them, junk to snark and slayery bugs who love the tree that we have, that Lisa the Magnificent has ordered, destroyed, one of our few trees. Oh. Because she will not have it. Oh, it's still a nice morning, man. Feels good. Oh. Oh. What a day. What a day. The day after Memorial Day. I am 53 years of age now. Oh, golly. How old are you, Matt? 28. You are 28 years old?
Yeah, and I'm also 27.
Oh, yeah. What? You're 27, too?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
My shame started to...
No, you're just 28. You're 28. Anyway, yeah. So anyway, holy furry stinking holies, man. We are appearing quite old. Oh. But Lisa Jane, the wonderful one, has been on this earth longer than they all. But she's still the best of us, oh my gosh.
I've just had more time to be better.
Is that it? Am I going to get better? I don't know.
Hope so.
Jeez. I don't. I think that's kind of I don't know. Anyway, we watched a lot of movies yesterday. I will of course never remember the names because they're all different variations on, you know, whatever, the season, and romance, and such. I'm trying to remember some of the plot lines, though. Everybody says that all Hallmark movies are basically the same, and it's like, no, not really. They're like Lifetime movies without all the angst. That's always good, I think. Because, yeah, Lifetime movies get a little angsty, Matt.
Hmm.
You know. I'm trying to think. Yeah, that girl. Wasn't she the girl that had that...
Bridal shop, yeah.
No. The very last one that we did had that girl that was in that Christie TV series, right? She was living on the plains. This was a long time ago. That's where she comes from. That's her claim to fame, she was a school teacher of a one-room schoolhouse, and yeah, all the travails she had. Kind of like a Dr. Quinn type school teacher thing. Anyway, everybody liked it. They said, oh, she's really cute, and oh, she's, you know, this is a cool thing, and it didn't even last the season, I don't think. Because they just couldn't get... They just couldn't...
get enough drama going?
I guess not. You know, it just didn't seem to stir the old... Oh, man, I left it running all night.
Are you serious?
Wee-haw! Oh, my gosh! It's a bag. At least it's going to be fantastic. It's going to grow like nobody's business. You remember when we accidentally did that? Probably won't have to water that bed today. It's like a good solid rain. You know, all day long.
This has got two flowers over here.
That's great. Oh, it's going to be amazingly. It's going to perk that whole situation up like nobody's business, man. Oh. Sorry. I still got to take the ladder down, too. Yeah. Water bill may be a little higher.
Just a little. Mm-hmm.
Just a test. Just a tad. Anyway. Yeah. She was in the Los Angeles rat race in this particular movie. Doing, I don't know what. Advertising. All these women are either in advertising or public relations, you know. I'm reading the Douglas Adams Hitchhiker's Guide series, all five of them. I don't remember which one I'm in. I might be at the restaurant at the end of the universe, I think, still. And, now we're getting to the Golga Frenchums. I think that's how you pronounce it. This was the story goes that their planet was dying, and they and all of the people decided that they were gonna go off and repopulate another planet to save themselves. Right? They said We're going to build these three great Ark ships. Ark A, B, and C. A was going to be for all the, you know, all the scientists and all the great leaders and all the thinkers and stuff like that. The B ship was going to be all the kind of mid-level management types. He described them as the telephone sanitizers and the receptionists and the account executives and the people that the hairstylists and people like that. And of course, the third ship, the Sea Ark, was going to be full of all the people that actually got everything done and made everything work. And the story goes that they decide to send off Arc B first because everybody wanted clean telephones and wanted to be able to get a new haircut when they finally got to the destination. And so off they went. And of course the protagonists of the series, Arthur and Ford, they got transported on this ship because they had launched themselves randomly through a teleportation device. And so they ended up on Ark Ship B. And Ford and Arthur, being somewhat cynical, once they heard the story of what was going on, they said, "So, have you heard anything from the other two ships?" And they said, "Funny, it's been 5 years and I haven't heard a peep out of them." And they said, "Oh, man." And he goes, "So how much longer do you have until you get to this destination?" Of course, the destination was Earth. "Oh, we should be there any time now."
Have they blown up Earth?
No. Oh, later. This was way back in the past. I apologize. So, they said, so how does landing go? He says, "Well, it's not really landing per se." And they go, "It's crashing."
Oh,
and they're going,
God.
And they said, "You mean they sent you from your home world to someplace else?" And you go, and they said, "You know the other two Ark ships didn't even exist, did you? They were just wanting to get rid of you, idiots." This is how they chose to do it. And of course, this was the great explanation of the Earth, right? Was it was actually populated by telephone sanitizers, account executives, people that nobody else really felt they wanted or needed. And that explains the Earth. So, if your life isn't going so well, if you feel like you really don't belong here, or you feel like that this place has less than a noble purpose for being, well, here you go. Here's an explanation for you. You are the descendant of unwanted losers. Thank you. Why would you expect anything different? So in some sick, twisted way, it's supposed to give you hope. You got it? Okay. I have no idea what that has to do with Hallmark movies, but...
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
To have those kinds of jobs. You know?
And you think I thought I wasn't listening.
You're paying good attention because I totally lost that whole thought. Gosh darn it. Anyway, so. Oops.
You might need to get over a little, Matt.
Oh, yeah, Matt.
Unless you want to walk through it.
If you get rained on. Yeah. Golly, it's almost June and we're still having
chilly was.
Yeah. Just a bit. Only relatively, I suppose. So, yeah. Heck, the most productive women in these Hallmark movies are the ones that end up starting bakeries, huh?
Yeah.
Although they do a lot of wedding planning.
Yep.
And interior decorating.
Yeah.
Which I don't want to be too weird on, because that's Lisa's claim to fame. That was her education.
My education, but it was my job.
Yeah, I never got around to being the job.
I mean, I worked at a ceramic tile place, but I didn't do any of the
interior design.
Decorating with it.
Yeah.
I just sold the stuff.
Yeah. She was the bookkeeper, practically. Anyway. So, yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, in this particular movie, which I forget the name of, because they all have basically the same
name.
Sweet Home Carolina. Oh, you're so good. God, what a man. Anyway, yeah. She's got an undefined account executive position, I think. You know, she takes care of this, takes care of that. She's freaking out.
She gets fired, that's why.
Yeah, she can't hardly do her job. He was nice, though. He said, take some time, figure it out. What you gonna do? And somebody left her a house in South Carolina. So she goes, and of course, all the people in South Carolina are so
friendly.
Apparently she grew up there, which is funny, because it was her aunt.
She spent summers there.
Yeah? Well, she made a heck of an impression. Everybody kind of remembered her. Or at least the guy did.
Well, they dated.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to remember that.
And his whole hang-up was, that's all you ever do. You come and you, and we give your heart to you, and it's like, come on, dude, pull it together. And of course, her kids are her youngest kid, which is the stereotypical, I'm a smart, nice person. I'm probably the only person with a head or shoulders that has her crap together. Being 11, you know, before she gets all the hormones and she goes insane. And then you got, what, the 19, 20-year-old who's like, man, you're getting into this teenage thing kind of late, aren't you?
Yeah.
Which I thought was a little weird, because it was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This is usually how people act when they're 15 and 16.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Well, she knew it was
like that. Yeah. But, you know.
She didn't hit her teenager until she hit
19, 20. Oh, man. They hit with a vengeance. And, of course, she had that extra oomph of, I wasn't going to tell her what to do at that point in her life. Except to give her advice. She was kind of a little bit of a control freak, I think. Wanting this and wanting that. I come home hard from work and I was treating her like husband number two.
Your daughter works all day too.
Well, at the beginning I didn't have the impression she really did.
No,
she was a bum. But that's okay, so, yeah. Later on, she actually had a job, too. But it was mostly in the, oh my gosh, interior design realm, and she's like a god at this, apparently. But then she loses all her angstiness. She was a nose ring chick, and then she decided that the nose ring wasn't doing her any good. And she is all of a sudden kind of a normal person. It's crazy. I don't know exactly what happened. Everybody suspects it was
I think she finally realized that her dad didn't care about her and her mom did.
You think so? I don't know. Yeah, maybe. You see, you only have an hour and a half to get all these interesting emotions all portrayed. So yeah, it goes a little fast. People make huge sea changes. Yes, jumps. I apologize. Really fast. So, but you know, it's part of the fun. So yeah, she starts kind of pulling her crap together. At first, she kind of hates and loathes this guy at the store, although he's about as much of a bum as she was. I think somebody made a reference that kind of made that plain. But apparently this wonderful, was it in South Carolina or North Carolina? It doesn't matter, they're all the same. Okay, South Carolina. So frankly, I think it's all the same. I don't know why they split in two. The same stinking place. Anyway. All the people down there are so patient, yet so straightforward, you know, the people upon whom you can redeem yourself, right? They aren't going to drag you through the mud of your past forever. Stuff like that. Anyway, so they inherited this big, huge, freaking plantation house, fully furnished.
But I died. What was she
gonna
do with the furniture?
No. It's just a great kind of setup. Apparently, they didn't even have to sell the house in the other place because they came back to it.
They sublet it. I'm not
sure. Sure, it was totally unexplained, except for the fact that when they went back, she was parking in the same gosh golly driveway, which was, how can she afford to do that? As she was saying at the end of the movie, she was living on a waitress salary. Anyway.
Yeah, in South Carolina.
Oh yeah, which is easy to do, right?
But she didn't have a house payment to make there. She didn't save her money.
Well, I guess, except for cooling off this huge, amazingly big thing, and kind of entertaining also, man. Ooh, she had quite a deal. But it's okay. It always works out that way. Everybody in every Hallmark movie has a house that they could never afford in reality. But that's important, you know? Anyway, so yeah. The fling comes over, helps her out fixing up some of the problems with the house. So the house is in pretty good shape. The door doesn't make such a bad noise. Everybody can hear her three counties away, apparently. And he's in love again. And she's being typical, I can't do this, I can't do this. You know, or I need to get my life back. I work so hard on this life. And you're going, woman, you're a telephone sanitizer. Trust me. You can let that life go. It's not that big of a deal. Anyway. So all the friends, after she goes back to LA and gets her job back and her life continues to suck because she went right back to the situation that sucked in the first place. She's just a little more relaxed now. Maybe. And she makes this wonderful thing, and she talks about how wonderful her assistant is, and she took care of everything, and hand everything over to the assistant because she's so fantastic, and the assistant's just sitting there beaming away, and you're sitting there saying to that assistant, you know, you're an idiot, you know, because this is, you know, this is your new life. Where is your South Carolina to save you? But we don't get into that too much. Everybody has their own special things. Good morning. And they fall back in love. Do we get the sense for a mess, for what the resolution ended up being? They all went back to Carolina, right? And
he doesn't really show they went back to Carolina. Did he give up his life in South Carolina to go to LA to be with her?
Oh, why would they do that? That's
so
crazy.
So that she could have him and her job?
No, because she quit her job, remember?
That's
true. So, okay. It's hard to say. It ended. And that's okay. Let's see. So that was one of the movies, which was, you know, these are all kind of C-class movie versions of other movies you've seen. But you know what? They're still okay. Oh, because I'm a cheap sucker, and they're cheap movies, so I appreciate that. Okay, let's see. One of the other ones was... Oh, what was... Look at this.
Yep.
Good night, people are pigs.
Oh,
it's not their job to pick up trash, it's just a spray.
They're just telephone cleaners, right?
Oh, no. These are important people, trust me. Dung heap. Anyway. Maybe a little like telephone sanitizer. Sometimes I feel like that, although I guess I'm one of those guys that makes things keep running, right?
Yeah.
So I think I am a sea arc person. Although my patriarchal blessing kind of says that I may be an A-type person, but boy, if I am an A-type person, I ain't doing a very good job of it.
She does?
An A-type person? A leader, a fantastic thing.
Well,
my mom thinks that.
All the problems that go with that.
Well, I'm not interested in that. Leadership.
I remember she told you that when we took our trip.
What?
To Utah.
When?
During Christmas.
What?
We were at a restaurant. It was late.
Yeah.
Had a late dinner.
Oh, no.
You were ready to
she
get out.
Said A-type personality.
Okay.
That's different.
Okay.
That's not leadership. That's being pissed off.
Yeah. And it's like...
I said...
We wanted to get on the road, and she just wanted to sit.
Oh. Yeah, no. No, thank goodness that's not type A. I mean, Type A is one of those people that has to be doing something. Well, true, I am like that. I can't just sit there and let things go. I suck at that. But it doesn't mean I'm a nice person or good or I get things done. That just means I'm angsty. Different kind of A. Now, I was thinking about the whole leadership thing what do you call it? Patriarchal blessing, you know? You're going to do this, you're going to have all these... You're going to have all the attributes needed to make it work. You know, be a part of the work of the church in the last days, and yada yada. And I just have never felt like I was really doing much on that front. I try, but I don't know if it's even... noticed or even effectual. Who knows? But anyway, next movie. Oh, I had it in my head. It came to me and now it's gone again. Damn, I love my brain.
Wishing well.
Wishing well.
she was in the restaurant owner?
Yeah. That's a good one. She was trying to keep up the place.
Where her mother had it.
Yeah. Opera music. The recipe seemed okay. But apparently the place was dying. Lack of patronage. So, made a lot of changes. Updated the music. Things were going pretty good. I didn't really know how that related to everything else. Oh, anyway, wishing well. Threw their coins in wishing well. Some great legend that said that you would dream of your true love for 7 days. If you got done by the 7 days, so it's on a clock, man. Those guys should have put a clock down in the corner, right?
Yeah, if you met each other within those 7 days,
you'd be together.
But if you did, you'd never see each other.
Yeah, and apparently this flower lady sold flowers by here, and she was a person who had screwed up on this particular thing. She had seen him and seen him and seen him.
In her dreams.
Apparently this was a pivotal point in her life. Because she brought it up a few times. Anyway, so their coins in the fountain landed on each other. Oh my gosh, talk about fate. Anyway.
I wonder how many times they had to film that to get it to land on each other.
Oh, that's tricky, yeah. I think they paid out a little for some CGI to make sure it happened. Anyway, so every night, these people are amazing. They must be younger than I am. I cannot go 2 days straight without sleep, but these guys did it. Both of them.
No.
They didn't sleep.
He stayed awake while she slept. And she stayed awake while he slept.
But then, the very last day,
She stayed awake
the whole time, and so did he. They're nuts. I can't physically do that. Anyway. So yeah, they fall in love with each other. In these dreams that they have, calliopes, and they were in this place. They were by the fountain, too. I was upset because at any point in this dream, they could have been a bit more revealing about themselves.
Where they could meet up.
Yeah. It could have happened. It wasn't like it seemed like anything else was denied them in these dreams. Then they do the whole thing of, they're always crossing paths. He goes to her restaurant, but she initially wasn't there, but then she came back, and then he had to go to the bathroom, and then she came to the table, and then she didn't meet him, but something happened. He dropped something or some such, and...
Well, you forgot all about the fact that he was an architect.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking to the city competition plans for a bridge.
No, I didn't forget. I just didn't know how relevant it was to the story. I thought he was just doing it.
What he dropped, well...
What did he drop?
Is that she saw in one of her dreams together, she saw the bridge he was planning.
It was like they were in the future.
Yeah, and then, when they were at the restaurant after he left, she found
the
drawing of that bridge.
Yeah,
and
those...
Those
wonderful, amazing... It wasn't quite a napkin drawing, but it was close. And it was like, what are you doing leaving the drawings behind? That's just, I guess he was showing it off to this girl that he was eating with or something.
She wasn't interested in it. I think she tore it out and tossed it.
Man. Oh, that's right. Good thing to do until he got this award.
Well,
so he was kind of...
award either. She wasn't happy about that.
Yeah. She was kind of dangling him along about, well, maybe if you do the award, if you get the award, maybe it would make some sense. But, yeah, I think she was just dangling him along. Boy, and she was already getting kind of controlling and saying, well, we're not going to do that. And it's like, he's saying, like, well, who's we? So anyway, he quits. His, quote, girlfriend is kind of ticked at him, of course. Really ticked at him, probably. And it's falling apart, which is just fine, because, you know, I thought it was funny, because I was saying, boy, Lisa was saying, oh, they sound like they're already married. And I said, ooh, Lisa.
Well, she was talking about we. And it's like, there's no we yet. You haven't married him.
Yeah. Sounds like she was heading that direction.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, so. So it's the very last day, and they're crossing paths like crazy. They both finally figure out where each other is supposed to be and what they're kind of about. And of course, they cross paths again. End up in the other person's place going, where is she? He had to go to every single Italian restaurant, finally found the one that she owned, because he at least knew her name. That's nice. And they said, oh no, she took off out of here. And it's like, whatever happened to cell phones?
They didn't trade cell phone numbers.
Well, no. When they would run into somebody that actually knew the other person, nobody was calling. Nobody was doing anything. Nobody was saying, hey, the dude's here. Or, hey, the guy said. So they kept running around,
well,
trusting to fate.
That one girl called the restaurant girl and said, there was a guy here asking for you by name. But he's gone again. I don't know where he went.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, I want a bunch of morons.
And that's when she went to the fountain.
And he was the fountain, too. And they finally ran into each other. And I think that's how it ended, right?
Well, in the dream, doesn't come, they would touch, the dream would end.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that would kill the magic. And this time they touched and it didn't, because they were real. Ooh, it was awesome. And there you go. Another pretty dang good movie. Kind of a... I'm not sure what that's kind of an adaptation of. But I seem to recall that kind of happening occasionally in films. Anyway, so, here's an example of that one. It was good. But there was another one, wasn't there? Or do we just have two? I don't remember. Oh. Yeah, I can't remember another one. And I'm sorry. I am so much not a guy when it comes to...
I'm going to have to pick up
Steve. Uh-oh, Lisa's got to go to the bathroom, I think. Okay, we're going to keep... we're going to pick it up a little. Matt, you're going to have to go faster, man. So, yeah. I have never had much of man cred when it comes to things. I've always been Lisa's companion, and whatever Lisa wanted to do, we just did, and that's fine. It's never bothered me, particularly. On occasion, maybe.
You said you wanted to make me happy, and that's why we left
them. Okay.
You said that we left them.
Libertarian Party. Oh, boy, that's boring as all get out. Yes, Lisa and I really like this guy named Jim Gray much better than the other people, because we thought he actually had kind of a prudent way to move us in the direction of liberty. Everybody else was spouting platitudes about how wonderful liberty would be, but we don't have it. And it's like, you know what? I said, if you're going to be the president, you just can't split, just can't live, but apparently it wasn't. They already had the convention, and the person that me and Lisa actually voted for in the primaries for the Libertarians, she actually won. And Joe Jorgensen And so now the question for us is, who are we going to vote for in the general election? Oh, well, Lisa's way ahead of me. Oh my gosh. I got to get up to her. What's wrong, Matt? Is she just going too dang fast? Yeah. Well, I'm going to try to catch up with her. That's tricky, though. So, yeah, Lisa and I haven't really talked about it. Although I think the initial impression was we would it'd either be Trump or the Libertarian, whoever that was. Oops. I don't know if I'm going to be able to catch up to Lisa fast enough to find out what she thinks. I'm kind of thinking she's going to go more Trump. She didn't like Joe. So I'm thinking we're probably going to vote for Trump. Orson Scott Card, he's a LDS liberal. But a thinking one, which you appreciate, you know. He's not a leftist. And he said he voted for Trump. Held his nose and voted for Trump. To be honest, I didn't vote for Trump. But at the time, I would have held my nose and voted for him. Now, I would like to vote for him. Okay, we made it to the house. Lisa's happy. I'm going to take care of this. Whatever you call it. This ladder. We'll clear the way. So yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to both vote for Trump this time around. I like some of the things he was saying, but I wasn't actually sure he would actually do any of it. Politicians have a bad habit of promising stuff and then not doing it. Let me tell you, the best thing about Trump is, which Orson Scott Card said, he said, I don't agree a lot with what Trump wants to accomplish, but he said, I respect him because he's actually doing what he said he was going to do. And I think that's a wonderful thing, and that may actually change the whole political outlook of the world. Is that, you know, if you're going to sit there and trash Trump, you've got to at least be the person who does what they say they're going to do. It's like old, what's his name? Obama, he promised mostly platitudes. He mostly got elected because he was black. For nothing more than that. And the second time around, it was mostly just, I don't know. Second time, he just mostly, it was mostly on Obamacare, which is hilarious. I don't think he ever ran on changing health care. What's the matter, Matthew? Quit your grumbling. Go away. Do something else. Sorry. Most of the time, I'm okay with it, but today it's just like, Matt, go to your room. I don't want to hear it. Anyway, so yeah, Obama wasn't even running on it, ever. I forget if it happened in his first term or in his second, but it was somebody else's thing. It wasn't his. And he flip-flopped on big things like, first he was against gay marriage, and then he was for gay marriage, and it's like, you know, this guy's just like every other politician. He might have something he cares about, but you don't have any idea what that was.
Whatever he thinks the people want to hear, is that
true? Yeah. Now, I think Trump was doing that for the wall thing, but he killed himself trying to do it. It's still getting done. It's just not very interesting in this. Oh, the news media hate him. Hate. He can do no right. If he does do something that they might actually agree with, they will pillory him for the way he did it. And it's like, oh, yeah. So, and I'm not voting for him because he's not making the leftists happy, which is just fine because I don't like leftists anyway. Bunch of control freaks, which I can't abide. And anyway, so there it goes. There's our recording for the morning. It's been fun. Talk to you later. Bye.